You're listening to Quest for Love, a podcast for smart, successful women who want to stop attracting the same kind of men over and over so they can finally have the love they want and deserve. Whether your status is single, dating, or it's complicated, this podcast is exactly what you need to take your love and life to the next level. And now, here's your host, love and life coach, Melissa Snow.
Hello, hello, ladies. Welcome back to Quest for Love, episode number 16. I have to just tell you guys, I just recorded the most epic podcast episode, and I was like, this is so good. I can't wait to upload it. So I uploaded it into the thing. I started to put in the title, and it like auto-finished the title for me. And I was like, how does it know what I'm going to call it? Oh, that's because I already have a podcast with the same title about the same thing. So if you have not listened to episode 3 of the Quest for Love podcast about the 4 men women frequently attract over and over again, you should definitely check it out because apparently it's so good. I did it twice. Okay, so today we are talking about whether or not to stay in your relationship. And while there are a lot of differences between ending a relationship with someone who you've been dating for a couple months versus ending a relationship with somebody who you've been married to for 20 years, in both situations, trying to decide whether to stay in your relationship or not can be very confusing and very painful and a very long and drawn out process. Part of the reason is because your brain goes crazy with so many thoughts, right? Did I try hard enough? Was there something more I could have done? What if this is the wrong decision? Maybe being with him is better than being alone. Now, I wish there was some sort of quiz I could point you to where you could just answer a series of questions and it would tell you the right thing to do. But life is far more complicated than that. Movies and TV try to make us think that love is all you need. As long as you still have love for him, then you can move any mountains, overcome any obstacles, and find a way to live happily ever after. But this is not always the case. I still have a lot of exes that I feel love for. That does not mean that I want to be in a relationship with them. Love is definitely not all you need. In fact, sometimes the exact opposite can be true. Sometimes the feelings created by love and those actual chemical reactions happening in your brain where you are in love or in lust can actually convince you to stay in relationships that are really unhealthy or unfulfilling or just not right for you. So in this episode, I want to try to make the decision of whether to stay or go a little less complicated by helping you to look at some very specific things that you may not have thought of yet. There are some basics that go into the decision of whether to stay or go, right? Are you being abused? Does your family hate him? Does he have a long history and pattern over and over again of lying to you or being unfaithful? All of these things tend to be more basic, surface level. Everybody knows that stuff intellectually. But what we're going to talk about today is some things that you may not have thought of yet that are going to help you make a decision about whether or not to stay in your relationship. And these really are applicable to not just romantic relationships, but also friendships, relationships that you have with your family, relationships that you have with your coworkers or your boss. All of these things that we're going to talk about today apply to all those relationships. Okay, so the first thing is to get really honest about your feelings. And I mean this in a very specific way. So emotions really are a vibration in your body, right? If you think about how it feels to feel anxious, how anxiety feels in your body, most of us can describe that pretty easily, right? It feels like butterflies in your stomach. It feels maybe hot or like your palms are sweaty or like your heart is beating really fast. Anxiety is usually one of the easiest to identify in your body, but every emotion, every feeling has a vibration in your body. So what I'm talking about is really dropping into your body and really being aware of how emotions feel in your body and when those emotions come up for you. So I want you to pay attention to how it feels in your body when you think about your relationship as it is right now. Not what you hope it could be or wish it was or what it used to be, but how your relationship is right now. Does your body feel relaxed and open, or does it feel tight and closed? Also, pay attention to how it feels in your body when you look at him, or when you watch him interact with your kids or your parents or the waitress. Think about how you feel in your body on your best days with him and on your worst. Pay attention to more than just whether or not you're still attracted to him, although this is important, but do you mostly feel on edge and nervous and timid around him? Or do you mostly feel calm and comfortable and safe in his presence? Trust your body to give you the answers that you're looking for. The next thing I suggest is getting really clear on what your top values and anti-values are. So one of the first things that I do with my one-on-one clients is an exercise that helps them get really clear on what their values and their anti-values are. There are things that they value the most and hold the most sacred and important, and then there are other things that they absolutely can't stand. So the importance of knowing your top values and your anti-values is that it helps you make future decisions so much simpler. One of the reasons is because your values can help you decide if this is truly the person that you want to be with. When you consider their qualities, their values, who they are as a person, how they show up in the relationship, and how they treat you, is that in line with your top values? Do you see your anti-values in your partner more than you wish you did? And are there values that you've had to abandon or compromise on in order to make your relationship work? Honestly, assessing the quality of your relationship and how it lines up with your most important values can be very eye-opening. Knowing your values can also help you to assess the role that you're playing in the relationship and why it's not working. Are you showing up in the relationship in a way that's aligned with your values? Is this relationship helping you be the person that you want to be, or is it making it harder for you to become her? And along these same lines, one of the things that I always encourage my clients to do is to get really clear on who they want to be in the future and then start making decisions as her. So think about where you want to be in 1 or 5 or 10 years. What aspects of your life right now do you want to be the same, and what do you want to be different? Who do you want to be, and how is she different than who you are now? And then ask yourself what decision she would make in this situation. So recently in my Facebook group, Love Starts Here, we were talking about what advice we would give our younger selves. And all of the answers were things like, this is not where you're meant to be. You deserve better than this. You'd be better off without him, even if it doesn't feel like it right now. Stop wasting your time with him. If you think that that is the same advice that your future self would give you, then you probably know your answer. The next thing I suggest is to stop putting so much pressure on yourself to make a decision. That is rarely helpful, especially when you have really conflicting thoughts and feelings, like, I love him and I don't know if I can ever trust him again, or I care about him, but I'm also really angry with him. Sometimes you need to just sit with it, to just let the feelings be present and take the time that you need to figure out what to do. And sometimes you just have to wait for what I call an alarm clock moment. Sometimes what feels best is to stay in the relationship and keep trying and keep putting in work until you come to that moment in time when the clouds part, the sun comes out, and you can see the answer clear as day. For some people, this comes when something big happens, like they get pregnant or they discover that their partner has been unfaithful. But for others, it's just a series of small things that all suddenly click into place and you realize, this is not for me and I'm totally okay with that. And then the last thing I suggest is to find people that you can lean on, that you can trust, but also take their opinions with a grain of salt. It can be super helpful to talk to the people who are closest to you about what they see, because a lot of times they're able to hold the mirror for us and allow us to see aspects of ourselves and our relationships that we weren't able to see before. People who are on the outside of the situation don't have as much invested as you, and they'll usually be able to see things differently than you do, and that can be really valuable. For example, I've been in relationships where I swore up and down that I was happy and then talked to one of my best friends who said, you haven't seemed happy in years. That was mind-blowing and also very eye-opening for me, to say the least. Now, that being said, it's really important to remember that everyone is going to have an opinion about what you should or shouldn't do, but at the end of the day, it's your life. You are the only one who knows yourself and him and your relationship the way that you do. And this is your future, no one else's. So ultimately, the choice is yours. And remember that everyone else's advice and opinions are going to be clouded by their own experiences, their own preconceived ideas, their own judgments and agendas. This is one of the reasons that having a coach can be so helpful, is because a good coach will be totally objective. They don't have an agenda. They don't have an idea of what you should do with your life. They're just there to listen and support you and help you figure out what is right for you from a totally neutral place. So hopefully these ideas were helpful and kind of got your mind thinking about your relationship in some different ways. I would strongly suggest when you're not driving that you go back through this podcast and actually pause it after every question and write down your answers. It can be super helpful, and you'll be surprised what comes out when you're writing that you didn't even know was in your brain. All right, ladies, that's all I have for you this week. I hope that you have a beautiful week. I look forward to seeing you in the Love Starts Here group. If you're not in there, drop in the show notes. I will put the link and I will see you next week. Until then, remember, whether you stay in that relationship or you don't, the quest for love starts with you.
Thanks for listening to Quest for Love. If you like what you hear, be sure to leave us a review and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. For more information about how you can work one-on-one with Melissa, check out melissamsnow.com or questforlovepodcast.com. Until the next episode.